Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
I've had a productive morning. I've cleaned the whole place.
Why? What happened to you?
Who's coming over?
Yeah. Actually, my best friend Alfonso, who's going to remodel our fireplace, is coming over. But it was just looking a little... Ben likes to throw his shit everywhere. Uh-huh. And it's
Ben likes to throw his shit everywhere.
I swear.
That's an interesting question. I was thinking of this morning. What is the little pet peeve around the house
that
he does.
Yes. Can I go? Okay.
Wait, why don't you wait until we're taping this?
We are.
We're already recording. This. You showed up late, Dad.
I didn't show up late. I was right. I guess I did.
Go ahead.
When the dishwasher, when I unload the dishwasher, okay, I have a few things. This is a little therapy session, but these are my two things. I unload the dishwasher so you can just put the dirty dishes right in. No need to put it in the sink. Why put it in the sink? You know, if it's going to go into the dirty dishwasher, why put it? It's more effort to put it in the sink just to put it in the dishwasher later. So I'm like, hey, I emptied the dishwasher. I took a picture yesterday, actually. And I was like, you can just go ahead, put your bowl right in there. He leaves it scattered all around the kitchen, or he'll place it on the counter right above the dishwasher. And then he goes upstairs. I need to find this. And then the other thing that he does that is kind of similar, we have a hamper for our dirty clothes, and he throws his dirty clothes on the floor next to the hamper. Just fucking put them in the hamper. Yeah. Especially here, we've been trying to wean out scorpions in our place. So I'm like, hey, let's keep clothes off the floor, so I don't have to shake out the clothes every time I pick it up, so I'm not fucking scared. He just leaves the shit all over the ground. So now I'm afraid that there's scorpions in his pile.
I noticed it this morning because Dad does something. It doesn't affect me because we have two sinks in our bathroom. But when I walk by it, I always have to clean it. He spits after he brushes his teeth into the sink and then doesn't rinse the sink. And all the shit from his mouth just dries into
the
sink.
That's so vile.
Occasionally, I do rinse the sink out and it's my sink. Maybe I want that stuff in there.
It's so gross.
Earl also, I almost said Earl, Ben also pees in the toilet for days on end and won't flush it. So it just smells like chemicals.
And Mike and Jake used to do that as teenagers.
Yeah, but this is a grown-ass married guy. And he has a bathroom that's attached to his office, and I don't really go to that side of the house. And I have to go over once a week to check the toilet.
Well, I will say this is a lot of times that was born out of going to the bathroom at night because Jake and I shared a room.
That's
and so
fine.
You pay so you don't flush the toilet and wake everybody up at night.
Right.
That's just being considerate.
We do that too. But this is 1 p.m.
Yeah. And you forget it was when you guys forgot about it and then it started to smell bad.
So bad.
Can I say the bathroom stuff is what bothers me the most?
Yeah.
I understand the sink thing. There's just a weird mental, it's just me doing it for me here.
Right.
But there's sometimes where I put it in the sink and I'm like, well, maybe I'm going to clean it off a little bit before it goes in there. It had some excess food, but I don't want to do it right now. I got other stuff to do. So I just set it down in there. It's purgatory for the dish. But the thing that bothers the shit out of me, and Sydney used to do this all the time, people that don't cap their toothpaste.
Oh, yeah. It can be crusty and hard.
It's terrorist behavior.
I'm still working through that.
It's honestly the most despicable thing that you can do. And I don't understand. You talk about all this stuff about getting the dish closed. It's a little fucking cap and it's right there. Just put it on. You don't even have to screw it all the way. Just screw it kind of the way. You save yourself from crusty toothpaste.
I have the solution now. I buy the ones that the cap flips off, but doesn't, you don't completely take all it off. Right. So I can just push it back down.
That's good. That's good. That makes a big difference. The one pet peeve I always had too, and I would never get toilet paper holders that don't just slide on anymore when people set the roll of toilet paper on top of the toilet paper holder. I mean, like you said, it's just slipping that thing off, but no one wants to do it.
It takes like 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's why you just got to get those that just have the open end that just slide.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Mikey A's got something, I could tell.
No. I imagine that, Christine, you have like a list, like 17 pages long, single space front to back. But Mike, do you have any?
A peeve?
That Christine does?
I bet you're brave enough to say out loud.
That you're brave enough? I'm just fishing here. It's really all it is.
Yeah.
None that I'm willing to say at this point.
You can't think of anything, can
no,
you?
No, not really. No. I mean, she probably washes the bed sheets too much because I have to help her remake the bed, and I hate doing
How
that.
How dare she?
Yeah, I know, right?
My God, it's like every other day, it's like, my God, it's our own filth we're laying in. Who gives a shit?
We sleep with 3 dogs in our bed. So that's the reason for it. As soon as I start to see a little bit too much hair, I've got to dismantle the whole thing and like clean it up.
So. By the way, a spider just was crawling on the ground and Ted ate it. So we're we can get rid of the pest control now because Ted's taking over.
See, Sydney, you just got to train Earl and Dot to eat scorpions.
Luckily, we're on a really good streak. We haven't seen any in like a week inside since we got our house sealed up. So, but I'm pretty like positive Dot has eaten one before and it's just fine.
Yesterday we were on campus and Ted was eating something. And when I got to it, all I could see was a feather hanging out of his mouth. So yeah. I have no idea. It we was like, no it had been laying on the sidewalk and he got up ahead of us and I have no idea.
He's going to
he wouldn't spit it out.
Yeah, he's going to shit a bird head.
Is this now the second bird that Ted has killed?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't kill the other one. He stunned it.
Stunned it. It was moving. It was alive when we left it. Let's put it that way.
And I went back later that day and it wasn't there.
What happened after that is circle of life.
Yeah.
Man. I mean,
but he came out of the bushes with that fluttering in his mouth. So this was already dead on the ground.
But I would say going back quickly, the pet peeve for mom is she cleans too much.
That's a good problem to have, though. I feel like that's a mom thing.
That used to be us when we were kids all getting pissed off because mom would make us clean up before the person would come to clean the house up once a month. And then now as an adult who at one point was fortunate and had somebody who would come and clean my house once a month to do like the extra stuff, then I understood it. And now I saw the light. It was one of those moments where we talk about becoming our parents all the time. Between that and then my weird tick where now, because I travel every weekend for football, before I leave to go on the road, everything in the house has to be clean and all the laundry has to be done.
That's who me. Wants to come home to a dirty house, you know?
Well, I always say if something happens to me and I die while I'm gone.
All right, that's aggressive.
I don't want anybody to come in and like judge me for how my house looks.
Seriously? I love how instead of a funeral, mom thinks if she died, we would just have a roast and an airing of all of her failings, where we just walk everyone through the house. Yep, this is how the bitch left it.
It's like it's and they're gonna mock us. It's the one episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
What?
When Marie told Deborah upstairs to fold the stuff, she says, "What if you die?" And people go up there and say she kept an unkept house.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's
you know
what I said.
You know what my pet peeve about you guys is that you talk like Everybody Loves Raymond, like they're your friends, and we're automatically supposed to know what the fuck you're talking about.
You should.
We have idea.
All right, let me ask this.
I do want to say a great progressive commercial would be becoming your parents and them saying, you don't have to clean the house for the cleaning people. Like, yeah, put that down, but you do.
I do want to ask this. Jake, neither Jake nor Jenny are on, and they're a crapshoot every single time. Yeah.
By the way, welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast.
Yeah.
Me, Sydney, mom and dad are here today. Jake and Jenny are off. Raising your own life and remodeling a house. And
this is a spicy group right here.
So that's the part of it I want. And at one point when we get them on, we'll ask them. They're getting their house remodeled. So they're living now Jake, Jenny, their dog Chip, their chocolate lab, and their son Jackson are living with Jenny's parents. It's Jenny's parents and a dog as well. So they're going to be there for a while. And it'll take time and we'll figure it out, because I want to ask them what did they fear the most about living with Jenny's parents, and what was a pet peeve. So Sydney, going back, Sydney and Ben lived with Chris and I out in Arizona for about 6 months before, because Ben had to find out where he was going to med school. There's no sense in renting, so we just said live with us. Sydney, what was the big thing? What did you and Ben fear the most, or have the biggest pet peeve the most?
Or go into your bedroom at nighttime and go, oh God, they did it again.
Oh, shit. Like, yeah. Well, what happened?
I think what we feared the most was making mom mad, because Ben thought about just actually moving out multiple times and like going to stay across the street. Like one morning you didn't say hi to him. Like,
and it was just weird.
I was working, so I was gone. I opened at the Orange Theory, and Ben said, good morning, Chris. And you just walked by him. And
I must have not heard him.
He texted me and he said, your mom's in a mood. I think I might actually leave. Like,
I thought I did pretty well considering we had five dogs and
you just
people.
Need to understand, we said this all along and the kids say it, even growing up, your mood was the temperature of the house. And so that was how we lived. Yeah.
Mikey A, is that how it is in your house?
Oh, of course it is. Everything is based off how my wife is. And it's one of those, like, sometimes I have to let her know, you know, you feeling like this is trickling to everybody.
Right.
But
wow, you said that out loud to her?
Oh, of course I have to. But we lived with my in-laws for, I think, 3 months. And my mother-in-law is a very sweet, very kind, very strong, in-charge woman.
Oh, no.
And I went and had some dental work done. And I came back and she's like, you need to ice your face. Like, your face is a little swollen. So she's literally ace bandage wrapping ice packs around my face. So I was like, all right, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. And on 20 minutes off, I'm going to bed.
Right.
So I was like, okay, thank you so much. Okay, here's your ice pack back. I'm going to bed. I fall asleep and I wake up to her hovering over me with the ice pack and bandage, like like midnight, like, it is time to ice your face again. And I'm like,
no.
I hit my wife and go, we need to leave. We need to move.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, she was killing you with kindness, is what she
did. Yeah, I mean, she was just trying to take care of me.
I thought for a second she was going to smother you with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I might have felt better if she was standing over me with an axe. I would have understood that. But she had an ice band. She had an ice bandage and ice. Like, it's time to wrap your face again from a dead sleep.
Well, Jake and Jenny are going to be with Jenny's parents for a year.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Because we did, 6 months?
We did, 6-7 months. And we said we couldn't have done it with anyone else. But we're not going to do it again.
We're good.
Ben thought about and is still thinking about gifting you guys those cabinets that when you close it, they don't make a noise, because mom at 5 a.m. would be putting the dishes away and just fucking slamming these cabinets.
It just sounds like that.
No, it is really amazing. There are times when we have to take early flights separately and we have to sneak out and be quiet. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
He's really good at it.
I'm really good at sneaking out and waking nobody up.
He's sneaky.
My wife, who is half my size, is like a thudder walking on the ground and slamming shit. I'm with you, Sid.
She's got to clean.
You hear doors closed?
I'm going out of town. I got to clean.
I mean, it's unbelievable how loud you are.
Like, sometimes I think something is wrong and I come out and you're like, oh, hi. Like,
well, you guys are triggered now and just think, oh, shit, she's in a bad mood. What do we do?
That's just classic conditioning from mornings when mom was stomping around angrily, throwing things downstairs because Jake was fucking up at school.
Yeah.
By the way, cleaning the house before going on a trip, a failed lyric to Alanis Morissette's Ironic song.
Yeah.
Like, you know, didn't clean the house the one time, didn't come back. So I feel like that's a perfect lyric to just stick in there.
That is Alanis Morissette irony.
Yeah, it is.
That is funny.
Don't be caught unprepared, even in death.
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Wait, speaking of being caught unprepared, Dad, it's time to address the golf cart-sized elephant in the room, because I need to know, and I need you to be honest with me here. This weekend, I got a text, and we all got a text in the family group chat after the Notre Dame-Cal game. I was on the road in Washington covering the UW-Michigan State game. I was in the parking lot getting ready. And we all get a text from Mom that your beloved golf cart, the thing in the possession that anyone who's listening to this podcast knows you value more than anything in the world,
yep,
was stolen outside Notre Dame Stadium this weekend. And we proceed for the next, I don't know how many minutes or hours. It was one of those like hot stove theory, and to try and sound the alarms to get people to find it. You find the golf cart, all's well that ends well, at least what we showed everyone publicly. So now that it's just us here talking, I need to know, was this just an old man moment from you where you parked it in the wrong spot?
That's what I thought
immediately. Didn't realize it. And then you didn't want to say that publicly, because I get it, you got a reputation to uphold, but I feel like you owe us some honesty here. Was the golf cart actually stolen, or did you just park it around in a different spot, lose it for 45 minutes, wander over to a Cinnabon, and then wander over there after that?
Was it an inside job?
Yeah.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Literally inside job, yeah.
Tuesday, two things.
Tuesday.
It is Tuesday when we're taping this. So two things. First, I thought you were gonna ask me if I lost my ever-loving mind, which I'll get to. But no, it was taken because as the story goes, you'll understand why. But it was. So I didn't park it in the normal spot that I do, because from our golf tournament for the Golic Family Foundation, there were two guys that bid on the auction to get a locker room tour, the Goog tour on the field before the game. And then they sat with me and Chris during the game. So to go on the field before the game, I had to park in a different spot. I parked, you know, right by the North Gate. For those that don't know, I had to park in a different spot. So, and it stayed there the whole game instead of the normal spot. So your mother left before the game was over to go free the dogs, because they were cooped up for a long time. So I walked with the guys to where the golf cart was, and it was gone. Now, I will say this. If those two guys had not been with me, I would have killed somebody, because my beloved golf cart was gone. I would have been interrogating anybody near the area where my golf cart was. But because those two guys
were
there.
So you had to play it cool with those guys?
Yes, I had to play. I'm like,
set up a perimeter.
I'm like, they were bummed because they knew I parked there not normally, because to take them down to pregame. So they're like, oh God, it's our fault. I said, no, it's not your fault. I'm thinking, these bastards, it's their fault. You know, I mean, inside I'm just on fire.
This is like the perfect example of when you get mad, like around your in-laws, but you're like, I can't be a bit, like, I can't show my crazy. Like,
So I didn't. And I, you know, they were nice, and we were kind of looking around and such. And I'm like, that's all right, guys. You know, I called Chris, and we were going to go to security and tell them and blah, 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 blah. So I walked those guys. They wanted to go to the linebacker. So I walked them that way, and I walked home. And let me just say, I didn't like walking, because I've driven in a golf cart since 2008 at Notre Dame.
It's like two blocks.
I kept envisioning him, though, just walking.
I know, but I hadn't had to, and I'm so fucking spoiled. So we go home, we let the crowd clear out a little bit, and then we were going to ride our bikes over to where security was and file a report and stuff. But while we did it, we were looking around, because there's golf carts everywhere. And at one point, I thought I saw, and Mike, you remember, you two said, when Carlos Calabrese, that one linebacker, had a golf cart, a gold one that has number on it. And we kind of saw that out in a field somewhere just by itself. And I was just like, oh, okay. So we kept riding our bike. And on the other side of the stadium from where we walked, all of a sudden there was my golf cart. Probably
it was by the Snipe Museum for anybody who knows where.
Probably 200 yards from where I originally parked it. It was definitely taken and definitely moved. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh shit, there it is. Okay. And so I threw my bike in it and I'm riding back home and somebody in another golf cart comes up next to me and says, Mike, I heard your golf cart was stolen. Of course, because your mother had tweeted it out. He said, we bought Carlos's old golf cart and that was stolen too. We're looking for it. I'm like, I know where it is. I saw it. I said, here, let me take you over there. And sure enough, you know, so some people had their golf carts, you know, just kind of stolen and joyrided for a while. But
I think they were just fucking with people and moving them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I do
but
too.
Like, were they, so a couple follow-ups here. It's one, you didn't like leave your key in the cup holder.
No.
Anything,
no.
Right.
But from what I understand, it's pretty easy. I you know, when I, people, you look at with the Notre Dame, the football program that has them, they lock them. And I've never locked mine in 14 years there and never had an issue. And now I'm going to have to start locking it.
Yeah.
Can you like hotwire a golf cart?
Well,
like,
people claimed on Twitter that a key will work in almost
any
golf cart. If you think about like a golf course, they're not going to have like 100 different keys for golf carts.
Yeah.
So they said there's like a smart key that you can get for it. That
honestly,
maybe...
I might start doing this.
Just taking it. Yeah.
I mean, if there's a smart key for these things, then yeah, I'm sorry. This is sort of, you know, the law of the land where when we were students at Notre Dame, if you didn't lock your bike up, it was going to end up in a fucking tree. And now if you
it
don't,
still
lock
goes
up,
on. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
which is a shame. Again, 14 years I don't have to lock this thing, and now someone joyrides mine. So I was a little pissed
but you
off.
Guys, I did ask him. I said, "You're sure you aren't went to?"
Yeah,
the same
I was
spot.
A little offended by everybody thinking I'm having this old man moment and forgot where I fucking.
I thought parked. You just got a little turned around.
Yeah, I did too, and I just
turned around.
We didn't park there usually, and maybe we were kind of in a rush, so he didn't pay attention to exactly where it
I'm
was.
I'm offended. Well, no, I am so offended by that.
I'll shoot you some bail on this because. I had this moment last night watching Monday Night Football because they did the Monday Night Football doubleheader where they were staggered. So it wasn't right. Like Dad, when you and Greeny used to call a game that was decidedly
over.
Later.
Right. Right.
And they had one and then the other. These two were overlapping.
Did
one
you like that?
I didn't. And
I didn't either.
But I realized this is why is it's just like this with the golf cart where it's what my body is conditioned for. So Saturdays when I watch college football, I have one game on the regular screen. I got one on a laptop, I have screens everywhere because there's a lot of games going on and I'm used to that. Sunday, I have Scott Hansen in the NFL Red Zone and a game usually up on my computer. I'm used to juggling a lot there. Mondays and Thursdays, I'm used to one.
Yeah.
I am used to having one thing, being able to catch my breath and focus the take cannon on one game.
Right.
And now you've got one game going on and they're putting picture in picture of the other game in there, cutting to that one. It was a lot to manage on a night where I'm not used to that. And so Dad is used to parking his golf cart in one place. His muscle memory is too much ingrained in one spot. And so that's why this happened.
Guys, I've been going to Notre Dame since fucking 1975. I know every inch of the place. I know where I parked it. I know where the North Gate is.
I'm trying Holy to help shit. You and you're resisting now out of spite here. I literally tried
to. This is
to
such an old man move. He's a grumpy old man move right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the help.
This feels down. Like the gentleman doth protest too much. This
yes.
feels a little bit suspect on... No, of course I didn't. How could you even say that?
Listen, I'm not going to lie, man. When I saw that thing gone, my heart fell a whole lot.
I said like, this was going to be your Joker moment.
Awful,
where you snapped
awful
and
moment.
Now went down a life of crime and this was going to either end like Liam Neeson's Taken or Gerard Butler's Law-Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, yeah, it was... And I kid you not, having those two guys who were very nice guys, Vic and Andrew were their names, very nice guys. If they weren't there, it would have been different. I'd have been hot. Yeah, I'd have been really hot. So I'm glad that worked out. Though I think I would have found it if they weren't with me. Well, wait, if they weren't with me, I'd have been parked in the regular spot. Never right. mind. I've turned myself around.
If they didn't leave the game with you, like they went a different direction.
Because they wanted to go to the back. That's the part I love, too, is that you had to rage walk to the backer and try and act like everything was cool.
I did. But if I didn't have to walk them to the backer, I would have walked the other way home and I would have walked right by where it turns out where the golf cart actually was.
So how long until the FBI gets back at you with fingerprint analysis and DNA and hair fibers and all that? This needs to happen.
He wants to go to security and have them watch the video. There's got to be videotape of it all going on. So
that's what I mean. This is law-abiding citizen. One of the kids that stole this is going to end up buried in a small compartment underneath the ground while dad fires up a machine to rip off their fingernails.
That's exactly right. Don't mess with my golf cart. Don't mess with my golf cart. It's the way it goes.
By the way, Dad, speaking of the backer, how pumped were you and Mom? Did you guys see on College Game Day Wright Thompson narrating a piece about the linebacker?
Sure did. Yes. It was awesome. Yeah, it was very cool. Love the backer. We haven't had a backer burger in a while. We gotta get back there. Yeah. Ted is tearing shit up down
here.
Yeah,
he is.
Now.
He's being bad.
Really bad dog.
How about you let him live his life?
Oh, God. We do. And that's the problem.
My God.
Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
All right, so I have to ask you guys an opinion. You know I like to go and gamble and play slots.
Oh, we know.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I want to start a slot channel on, Facebook.
What? Mom, if you want to age yourself, you will start doing something like that on
Facebook. There's young people that do it.
Guys, you would not believe. You know how, I mean, which blows my mind, the people that watch other people do gaming. And, I mean, they're obviously unbelievably successful ones on Twitch and all that shit. Your mother sits around and all of a sudden I just start hearing the bells and the dings and stuff. She watches this certain lady play slots. She just sits there and watches this fucking lady sit there and push a button.
I would say she's like 40 years old.
It's unbelievable. Mom,
what does she do that makes her content that you would want to watch?
Nothing.
People watch it and she bets like $100 a hand, $200 a hand. Like, so you're intrigued to see when she hits a lot of jackpots. She actually pulled out her win loss statement from last year and she put over $1 million into slot machines last year.
Who is she?
I don't know what her husband does or whatever, but she, And
you don't think your mother's capable of that?
I'm not putting $1 million into a slot machine.
I think she's capable.
You know what?
What does her husband do? He hosts a show on DraftKings.
So you don't think it's a good idea? Like, I think it could be kind of fun.
I mean,
a lot of people watch it, like 50, 60,000 views.
So is this, so she brings a camera with her to the casino?
She was at Four Winds like 2 weeks ago in South Bend. Right? Yeah, she uses her phone.
I saw a guy there.
And you get permission to set up the camera or whatever.
I saw a guy there once.
There's tons of people who do it online.
Dude had like a tripod and he had his phone on a tripod and he had the camera of it on the wheel. You couldn't see him. You could just see the wheel that he was spinning and he just talks while he's doing it.
So my only thing with all of these is usually, and it sounds like I would imagine there's an easy workaround for this of not broadcasting your location because it sounds like you're asking to get robbed.
Oh, she tells you where she's at. Like, she does. A lot of the videos don't get put up, but every once in a while they do one live. Like she puts videos up every day. Like she'll go play a bunch and then.
And then she puts it up after the fact.
But when she was in South Bend, she did it live.
Yeah, see, I would never be up for that just because broadcasting your location as you're spending thousands of dollars in an open area just sounds like you're asking to get robbed.
I guess I would have to be there to make sure.
Yeah, no, her husband is with her.
But no one's stopping you.
You move the golf cart and you're gone.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. Like, you know, unless her husband also has like a gun or a weapon in the parking garage. I'm just thinking worst case scenario on this stuff.
Like, you know, if you
see this is her. Where do I put it so that you guys can see it? There.
Oh, she's a lot younger than I thought she was going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And she's definitely got a loaded older husband. There's no doubt. You think?
She's got 334,000 followers.
That's pretty impressive.
This feels like
118,000 views on a video that she put up 22 hours ago.
I mean, you're watching her play. I mean, it's unbelievable. And to your point of if you do it live and give the location, then the fear of getting robbed and mugged or killed. The one thing now we're going to have to do if she does that is she's going to have to clean the fucking house before she goes to the casino all the time. In case she gets knocked off at the casino.
But that I mean, anytime she's taping, you hear people say, oh, hey, it's, you know, so-and-so, we watch you all the time. Like you hear that going on in the
fucking
background.
Degenerate gamblers is what's going
listen,
on.
Now, I can't really judge that because again, there's an entire generation that has grown up watching other people play video games and really all manner of things.
That's what I said to Dad. I finally get it now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just whatever you're into, you like watch.
Blows my mind.
You watch other people do.
Yeah.
Mom, if you don't do it with the slot channel, and this could be a lot easier for you to do because you could set it up at home, people watch you doing puzzles. Sit around and do puzzles all the goddamn
people
day.
People love that shit.
Really? Mom,
yelling,
people got the
yelling
weird
at the
fetishes.
Screen, red one there, red one there. Ah!
Mom, you just found a community of people that watch fucking slot machines online, and you're questioning if people would watch you do puzzles. Yeah,
but puzzles is so much slower. People,
I know, but
there's
like
a lot of different people in the world.
Yeah, I guess
like
so.
Like my PA said, like you have all the drama of watching you pick up a piece and looking, and maybe they ID the spot where that piece is supposed to go, and they want to reach through the screen and help, and they can't. That's drama. That's high stakes poker.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna have to think about that.
And
you get
god.
The payoff of seeing the picture come together, and maybe you don't, you can decide, do you show them what the final picture is, do you let them figure it out as they go along, so people in the comments are like, oh, it's a herd of buffalo, or oh, it's a bunch of Pokemon.
Right, the one I'm almost finished with now is a bunch of crumble cookies, so it's almost done. So
I feel like Puzzle Cam is your destiny.
You think?
I've never seen it done before.
That or a live stream of you and Dad watching everybody else frame.
Yeah, I bet people would like to watch with us, right?
My God. I mean, but paying to watch is nothing new, right? Isn't that old style? Isn't that porn way back when? And people paid to watch porn, right? Right? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
No. I didn't pay.
Yeah, I can confirm people used to pay to watch porn. No joke. At one point. So truthfully, I never paid for that.
Oh, what? Well, it Mike's the it wasn't me.
But so when we were at Notre Dame, we used to go and play in a bowl game. A lot of times they would give you money on one of those prepaid cards
yes.
for the bowl game.
Yeah.
And so at one point, someone on the team used that to buy a porn subscription to a popular site and then just gave out the password to everyone on the team. So I think the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl funded a team's worth of porn viewing for about 2 years.
There you go. There
That's
you go.
Kind of genius, actually.
It was a great life hack because that thing's not tied back to anything. You don't have to explain that charge to your parents or anyone else connected on the card. It's just
sound money. So did you have the password?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Everyone had the password.
Everyone had
the password. Oh, boy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, all right, then.
I think the puzzle channel's got legs.
All right, so anybody who's out there listening, I want feedback from people. Should I do a slot channel, a puzzle channel, or should we do Everybody Loves Raymond? Maybe we could get
I don't think we can show the broadcast of a show.
No, so
no, we would definitely not be allowed to do
so
that.
So if we did it live, though, where everybody could watch at the same time, they could be watching in their house, right?
Well, it's probably on at different times everywhere where people
TV
are.
TV Land?
Yeah, it's like it's on 3 hours later here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you'd lose the West Coast audience, but you know what? That's showbiz.
Well, the easy one is would be the puzzle because you're at home.
Right.
The
that's on your own terms. Like
the casino one would be more at least entertaining.
Yeah, there's a little more action.
Yeah, but I just love we're sitting around the house. All of a sudden, I'm hearing ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the fuck, Amo? She's watching the girl lady on her phone. It's unbelievable.
I'm like, she's betting $250 a hand. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's so interesting to see these people plow through money and see if it pays off. So,
yeah, again, I can't.
What's that like, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that like, Sid?
At least mine is going towards something, and I'm not
is
just
it?
Throwing it into
is
a
it?
Slot.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
We gotta have some like spin-offs from these, like just watching Sid read. Like, don't actually read out loud, but just watch you read. Mike, we could just watch you like make bets on DraftKings. Now don't actually talk about what you're doing, just be like, they could cover that. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch Ben study for med school.
Ooh, the over.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Flashcards.
Hey, Sid, can Ben tell everybody what Ben was doing? And boy, it'd be great if he could wear a GoPro while he was doing the last thing he was doing.
Oh God. You mean what? Dissecting his body?
Yeah. Yeah. He's working on a cadaver he's like 2 or 3 weeks and he has like 4 or 5 more weeks to go.
So for those that don't know, Ben, Sydney's husband, Ben is in med school at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. And
they've reached the anatomy portion.
They've reached the cadaver portion. Mm-hmm. And he was a little grossed out, huh?
Yeah. He was shook the first day he came back. Like,
now he's an old pro at it.
It's getting better. I think some body parts are better than others. Like,
right.
I don't know how deep I should get into it. But yeah, he's dead inside. He like thought for a hot sec, he's like, oh, maybe I'll become a neurosurgeon. And then he came home after dissecting the first time. He's like, I don't know if I have surgery in me or not.
Like, I think by one of the time he's done.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So. I get immune to it.
Quick question. Jake sent a stat about Colleen Hoover the other day to the group text. You have it? I couldn't find it.
That she has sold more copies in 2022 than the Bible. It's been like 22 million copies or something like that.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
really?
But
that's because Colleen Hoover's book are the Bible. Like, they are the Bible now.
Colleen, bigger than God.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I love how you got the Stugatz voice to say that.
She didn't really sell more than the Bible, did she?
Yes.
She did.
Where's the stat? I can't find it in the group now.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, if you either have a Bible or you don't, like, you're not buying new ones. Like,
that's true. Bibles are like mattresses. Like, once you buy one, you're kind of going to have it for a while.
That's true. It's not like they're editing it.
Right.
Yeah. You're not getting the new volume.
Honestly, that would be a way. Like, the Bible's got to spice things up a little bit. They got a bunch of those other books laying around. Maybe it's time to, like, you know, have one of those papal councils and they decide, hey, you know what? We're going to add a new book to the Bible here.
Like when they changed Mass.
Oh, yes, exactly. Oh.
Like, God,
did
so
Colleen Hoover get in on that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of the things in Mass, they change a few words here and there.
I was so irritated. I'm like,
I'm
still irritated.
I still fumble over the words for the very few times I go to Mass, and I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
You taught me one way. I'm just going to continue to say it.
But they should make more shit up and write another book.
Can we also talk about Sid's obsession with Dan Campbell?
Fucking love him, man.
I was just blacking out with the mental image of a priest. And now with a reading from It Ends With Us.
Maybe that's what they're lacking. Maybe people will be drawn in.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a youth pastor somewhere in a different like denomination of church that's getting up and making a bunch of really like half-assed Colleen Hoover references to try and reach out and connect with people.
Right. It's kind of like what at Sid and Ben's wedding when you made reference to different things.
Yeah.
Except Colleen Hoover's books are horny as fuck. So I bet priests can't get that too deep into it. So.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah. Colleen Hoover's out. I didn't realize. So she's out here with the smut.
Oh my God. Is she really? Her description of sex scenes are lengthy and very in depth.
But they're not like Fifty Shades of Grey.
Why people read books?
It's not like 50 Shades of Grey. Like,
no.
That.
But she's out there. She's out there peddling smut.
Yeah, I mean, the chicken, the way she was talking in Verity, huge slut.
Yeah.
Wow. Huge
slut. I mean, all of them are kind of sluts, honestly. But.
Oh, it's like that. Is it like that show?
People owning their sexuality.
What is it like that show? I haven't watched either one of them. Isn't like Euphoria or Bridgerton all like about sex?
It's just porn, man.
Bridgerton softcore porn. You get to episode 5 of season 1 and you like.
Like he knows what episode.
You cannot watch that.
33 minutes in.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mike.
So true, though.
They had a string version of Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift and they're just dicking each other down. And I'm like, all right.
It was honestly like 5 or 6 minutes long of them just banging.
Yes.
Like,
we've not seen that.
That's all.
What do they do with the other 4 minutes and 30 seconds?
Yeah. So, like, you want to go pick up some food?
Make me a ham sandwich here? Yeah.
I'm back to the youth pastor trying to, like, make everything cool and be like, see, Jesus was the Ledger of Nazareth.
Yeah. He was willing to forgive people's sins.
Yeah.
He was.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And say that you could become a new person.
So was anybody else into as much as Sid, I know you were, but Chris, into the whole services for the queen, the funeral and everything?
I missed it all.
I watched a lot of it. So it was very interesting because, I mean, she reigned for so long. That'll never happen again, probably ever. So it was interesting to watch. And then you have all the side stories of, Harry
and Meghan. Yeah. Prince Charles, can he be any more unlikable? I mean, everybody wants them to get to William to put him on the throne, get past Charles.
It's amazing, though. He's like 74 and he's finally getting to be king.
Yeah.
Like, he's so old already. Like,
I'm not going to lie. This is such a blind spot for me. I have never known or cared about a single thing relating to the royal family.
Really? Nothing ever intrigued you about that?
Not a single thing.
No?
No.
I watched, I got up as an eighth grader and watched the wedding, Charles and Diana. And then I got up in Arizona. We lived in Arizona when she died. I got up and watched the funeral there live.
Then we had Kate and William.
And then we had Kate and William. I got up and watched that.
Well, isn't that part of the reason why so many people were roasting the queen online is because she kind of was not great to Princess Diana. And then there's been all this stuff with Meghan Markle going on now.
Oh, listen.
There's a lot of drama.
How they act and reign. One thing is they have no power, which is amazing. But how they reign. I mean, they're so uppity. I mean, it's really amazing. But, you know, that's
I probably would be too, though, if I was.
Well, if you were born in that.
That's the only life you know.
Yeah. But everybody like was getting on. Did you see on Twitter and stuff them all trying to figure out why King Charles's fingers are so swollen and fat?
Oh, my God. The sausage memes are ridiculous.
Did you see in the ultimate show of disrespect, one channel in England didn't air the funeral? They aired the emoji movie?
No!
Like, of all the things, like the emoji movie.
That was probably in Ireland, man. Irish Twitter was going off.
Yeah. Flipping back and forth between the Emoji Movie and the Queen's
Funeral. Oh my God. No, I did not.
I was asking your mother, what does it be like to be, I don't know who the pallbearers were, but man, they have to carry that so far and walk so slow. I mean, I know she was a tiny person, but still, you got a big, you know, box you're carrying her, and that shit had to get heavy.
I was talking to Jake about it, and he saw something where there's a whole group of those guys, and they rotate throughout the, so like when they lift her out like the second time, there's probably a bunch of different guys there, and they all have their own green room, and they all eat in there and get ready, because it's like such a precise, like.
It's a big deal.
It is.
My mother-in-law's in there with ice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of course she is. Always giving.
You give and you give and you give.
I love it. Oh my God. It all comes back full circle. We're going to give away a bobblehead of Mike too.
Oh yeah.
Oh great. We forgot to do it last
time.
Yeah,
we did.
So. Yeah. Oh. What are you shitting on me for?
No, I'm with you on that one. Sydney's just being a little biatch. I'm with you.
Go ahead, Sid. Finish it up. Finish up the pod for us. Go ahead.
What do we have to cover?
I don't know. You tell me.
Dan Campbell and the Lions? How they're going to the Super Bowl? Man.
Wow, shit.
Oh, fuck it. Man Campbell. Sydney, I feel like this has been me and you on an island more so than anything. Well, and this is just another in a latest string of Sydney's strange sport obsession between the NBA postseason that she was obsessed with and now Dan Campbell's 2022 Detroit Lions.
She drank the Kool-Aid from Hard Knocks, man.
I think he has so much passion and so much grit, and I talk about it so much to Ben that if our marriage ever failed, it's probably because of Dan Campbell, so...
Wow.
I think he's fantastic.
You could have dinner with one, Dan Campbell or Colleen Hoover. Who you taking?
Dan Campbell, not even fucking close, man.
Really?
Not even close. Oh, by a landslide.
Wow.
She keeps talking about getting a sideline pass. One of her friends plays for the Lions, and she keeps talking about going to a game and getting a sideline pass.
I'm willing to fly to Detroit if they're not going to be, I don't know what their schedule is.
Did you check? Maybe they play the Cardinals.
Let's see.
I love that this has turned into, I don't know if you guys saw this going around on the internet a while back, but people would do this thing where it's like, would you take $500,000 cash or go have dinner with Jay-Z? And everyone's like, you got to go have dinner with Jay-Z because he's going to teach you the mindset and it shows you how to be successful and all this like dumb, way too inside baseball shit. And now it's turned into, Sydney, would you take $500,000 or dinner with Dan Campbell?
I would have dinner with Dan Campbell.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
You would take the $500,000. You're full of shit.
No, you're right. I'd take the $500,000 and then I would take Romeo.
I would take the $500 over lunch or dinner with Jay-Z. I would take the $500,000 over dinner with basically anybody.
I can't think of anybody that I would want to have dinner with and not
take the $500.
But how will you ever learn grit?
Right. True.
There you go. For anybody out there, for anyone on this, anybody out there, any of you guys, would you take dinner with anybody over $500,000?
The answer should be no.
Right.
The answer should be no to everybody.
Yeah.
No one is going to teach you that much over the course of dinner that you're dramatically altered.
Not even teach you, but just that you're in awe of this person. You
Mikey,
know.
$500,000 or Taylor Swift?
Dinner with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you don't get her.
Yeah, listen. She's very happy in her relationship with Joe.
Yeah. It's changed.
Just listen to the music.
Yeah.
Until she breaks up with her, we get a whole batch of new songs.
No. This is years. This is different now. Yeah, this isn't
whatever.
Some celebrity relationship.
Okay.
Joe's an actor with an IMDb page that's about one byline long. So we don't have to worry about anything going on with there. They've been together since, I believe, Lover, which is.
Answer the question.
Yeah. Would you take the $500,000?
I don't know, man. Dinner with Taylor.
And I get shit on for Dan Campbell.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think would happen. You would have dinner with Taylor Swift, which would probably be very nice. You would walk out of the restaurant, and on your way home, you'd have gone, fuck, I should have taken the $500,000.
Well, like, you know, part of this is, again, like a bit of a privileged conversation here that we can have. But I don't know, $500,000 tax free would be pretty awesome. I could buy a lot, and you know what? I would probably need that much money to buy the stadium seats that I would like for what I'd imagine is going to be the tour that shuts down America and the world next summer. Taylor's getting ready to tour with not one, not two, not three, but four albums worth of material.
We gotta
since
go.
We last
Mike.
Saw her.
We
oh,
gotta
Sydney,
go.
Apparently, she's already started blocking off stadiums for next summer. They were supposed to be Loverfest when that came out in 2019, and then the pandemic hit, and so then we had Folklore and Evermore built in there. Now we're going to have Midnight's drop at the end of October, and we're going to have all of that material that she's somehow got a wedge into this. I don't know what it's going to look like, how she's going to get all that in also with playing the hits, but I am here for it. And so I will take that $500,000 and I will immediately funnel that back into the Taylor Swift economy by buying the best seats that money can buy in SoFi Stadium when she comes out here and plays in Los Angeles, so I can watch this as close as humanly possible to God's gift to pop music.
So who has a deeper love, Mike for Taylor Swift or Sydney for Dan
well,
Campbell?
I was kind of envisioning Mikey, Sydney, and Dan Campbell at the Taylor Swift concert together.
I'm
blushing.
You don't even need to pay for porn anymore.
If you get rid of Mikey, it's the perfect night. So
I'm just picturing Dan Campbell in the pit. Marry me, Juliet. You never have to be alone.
Wow.
I love you. That's
doing up downs.
Yeah. And he's so sensitive. You know he'll shed a tear.
He'll cry.
Oh,
the song was beautiful.
I'll wipe it for him.
Yeah. All right.
Me and Dan Campbell just talking about how you can't listen to Ronan more than once. Soon you'll get better is just, it's a great song, but I'm not going to do that to myself emotionally on a daily basis. Dan Campbell rips his shirt off during Red.
I looked, they are not, the Lions are not playing the Cardinals, but they'll be here in February when they're in the Super Bowl. So it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Now I want to know what Dan Campbell's favorite Taylor Swift song is, because I know he has one.
100%.
Maybe Romeo can find out.
I'm about to text Romeo a very lengthy message.
Oh, so, my
and
God.
He's about to, like, lose your number.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. New number, who it is.
Uh-huh. Start that text with, hear me out.
Yeah.
It'll be a long one.
We have questions for Dan.
Yeah. Romeo's still friends with me after he saw how I was in college, so I think I'm all
That's
set.
That's true.
Good point.
All right.
Dad, do you have would you rathers for the episode today?
A couple of kind of light ones. Would you rather only be able to crawl on all fours or only be able to walk backwards?
Like, so bear crawl for the rest of my life. Do you know how tiring that is?
Bear crawl or walk backwards?
Walk backwards.
Backwards.
Got to turn your head. You're going to get that sore neck, though.
Yeah.
Right?
You'll figure it out.
Being on all fours, man. Wow. That's tough.
I think
99
so too.
Times out of 100, the other person's the one getting hurt if I'm walking backwards.
That's
Let's
true.
Go backwards.
It's true.
Could you imagine crawling on all fours to, like, a bathroom in a stadium?
Oh.
Oh.
Or an airplane bathroom?
Wow. Or in a porta potty?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah. You'd be like crouched up like a gargoyle peeing in the
part of me would love to do that one time, just because you'd wear gloves, it'd be like just hand shoes, but part of me would love to do that
shoes.
As a prank, to just do that in a bathroom full of drunk fans at a sporting event, just crawl in there on all fours.
Oh my god,
the wall to the urinal.
That's horrific.
I'd have to go in and shit in the urinal then, just to complete the prophecy.
Oh god.
Hell of a game out there, huh? I can't believe he called that timeout. What are you guys doing after the game? You want to go on a bar crawl?
Oh, boom, boom.
That's just a quadruped joke right there.
Oh, man. All right, you can pick whatever dinosaur you want for this. Would you rather have a pet dinosaur or a pet dragon?
Dragon.
Like it's,
Well, there's a lot of different dinosaurs. You pick your favorite.
Amazing.
You can pick whatever dinosaur you want.
Well, I would imagine if I didn't say that, the first question would have been, what kind of dinosaur?
That's fair.
Yeah,
I'm going dragon, though.
I'm going dragon, too.
Yeah.
Dragon.
I feel like they're also a little too similar.
Yeah. Well, they are kind of. I would
like a velociraptor and a dragon, or like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, nice, I mean, Sid. if you're Thank thinking you. Game of Thrones dragon, which I'm assuming is the dragon
yeah,
du jour
yeah.
here.
I am. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's just souped up dinosaur.
And that's what I thought as well. I would definitely go dragon because I'm trying to think of all the different dinosaurs. And if there's one, I would, you know, the T-Rex obviously is.
You're basically asking if you want the base model or the fully loaded version of the same car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that
true.
That is true. Here, would anyone pick if you could do, because obviously a dragon, the connotation is air. You've essentially got like a giant scaly airplane that breathes fire. Would anyone take the water alternative? Assuming that you could breathe underwater, would anyone take the option for some sort of Poseidon shit where you essentially ride like a Loch Ness monster and can dive under the water?
No,
because I would go nowhere near that because the sea terrifies me.
Yeah, me too. And while I know water covers 75% of the earth, you're still limited when you're in the water. In the air, you can go wherever you want, you know, all the time. So I'm going air. Plus, I'm with you. The sea terrifies me.
There used to be a game called Echo the Dolphin for Sega where you were just a dolphin and you would go underwater and accomplish dolphin missions. And you could only see, especially as
like
you go deeper, a limited amount of space around the side of you. And then all of a sudden, like a whale would be next to you or a shark. And that game gave me so much anxiety as a 12-year-old kid because
I couldn't see
it coming. And now all of a sudden.
I have.
Wow.
You have Echo the Dolphin? Do you have the Sega Dreamcast one or the Sega Genesis one?
Yes.
Wow. Mike Yay. A man of exquisite
Next
taste.
Time you're in Connecticut.
Yeah. We're going to see Mike Yay on Twitch playing the Echo Doll, whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to fire this up today here.
Yeah. People will watch Mike Yay. I can guarantee you.
Watch
That's all I got.
Echo
I got
the Dolphin.
Yeah.
I got no more. I just had those two.
All right, those are good though. You can pick whatever dinosaur you want.
Pick whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's no brain buster for today, Sydney.
No. I was thinking because we're not really going to get Ben anymore, that we would maybe have Sydney get one question from him, just like a multiple choice that he's working on currently, and that we would all have to try to guess.
The thing is that none of it makes fucking sense at all.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just have to try to, guess.
Yeah, one of his 47,000 flashcards.
Yeah.
We could pull questions off there.
Yeah.
All right.
The only problem is Sydney pronunciation.
Well,
of
that's the beauty of it.
He'll give me a semi-easy one. Yeah. He's learning about the heart right now. So
I mean, yeah, we want to learn what he's learning.
Okay.
I love that Dad almost shit on Sydney by saying she wouldn't know how to pronunciate.
I know. I talk for a living.
Speaking of other places that we want to see words, make sure you download, subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry in advance, wherever you get your podcast, leave us a 5-star rating and a review like this one from CJVJ1693 and not the CVS conundrum that we had before with Kathy Yang. He said, 6-toe, third nipple. I specifically came here for this. Gojo is underestimating how many people are interested in seeing your third nipple once they know you have one. And honestly, most people wouldn't know what it is if they saw it. Not that I would know from experience or anything. As we had a conversation about, would you rather have a sixth toe or a third nipple? Third nipple guy chiming in our mentions saying that maybe you would have a little more of a sideshow situation. Maybe you could live stream that, your third nipple, just on a constant.
Because he's right. You probably wouldn't really look at it and say, oh, that's another nipple, because it would be so out of place that you wouldn't think it would be a nipple.
But don't you think if you were at a party, people would be interested if you had a sixth toe?
Again, that one just feels like it's got more like legs to it, so to speak. Once you have a third nipple, you lose a lot of utility.
That's true.
Especially for a guy, because it's already, you have two other useless nipples. And now
Do you think you would run faster with six toes?
I thought
you'd have better balance
faster with three nipples.
I agree. I think you'd have better balance with six toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a college football player that's got six fingers.
Really?
JJ Weaver is a linebacker for Kentucky that had six fingers. I forget if he's still there now, but he had to get like custom gloves made and everything. And he talked about
it. It was a full functioning finger.
Full functioning finger. Yeah.
Wow.
Poor guy could never give anybody the middle finger.
As a parent, would you just lob it off? Like, would you just get him a surgery? Like,
well, I don't know what it looks like. Like, how would it leave the hand if you took it away? Like,
that's no, true. I'd find a way to monetize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's very good at football, and he talked about, like, you know, and not to, you know, throw water on the fun we're having, but he talked about being bullied for it when he was younger.
I'm sure. Kids aren't nice.
No, kids are kids are evil, but now he's a big, strong college football player who could whoop all their asses.
Right.
So.
Right.
Go back and find the people that dogged him and say, I'm going to punch you with my sixth
It probably
finger.
Helps weightlifting.
Better grip.
Yeah.
True. I mean, you've definitely got better control. And I always think about holding your cell phone, how you've got that one finger underneath there now.
Right.
I have a dent on my pinky from holding my phone so much.
Just like the dent in the couch you put in our couch from sitting in one spot so much.
All right.
As always, download, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating. Go and follow Sorry in Advance on Twitter for more updates on the bobblehead of mine that mom wants to give away on here, and that she will once we track those down that are stuck in Jake and Jenny's house. We will get those out to somebody somehow in a way that we will determine pretty soon here. Subscribing and reviewing will definitely help your chances of that. Thank you so much. And as always, we're Sorry in Advance.
Go Lions!